Exodus chapter 23. You shall not receive a false report. Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shall you speak in a cause to prolong, following many to stretch out judgment. Neither shall you glorify a poor man in his strife. If you meet your enemy's ox or his ass going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the ass of him that hates you lying under his burden and would forbear to help him, you shall surely help with him. You shall not prolong the judgment of your poor in his strife. Keep you far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous do not you slay. For I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no gift, for the gift blinds the wise, and perverts the words of the righteous. Also, you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing that you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in the fruits of it. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive yard. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your ass may rest, and the son of your handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. 3 times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you in the time appointed of the month Abib, for in it you came out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when you have gathered in your labors out of the field, 3 times in the year, all your males shall appear before the sovereign Yahweh. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain till the morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send a messenger before you to keep you in the way, and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and an adversary to your adversaries. For my messenger shall go before you, and bring you in to the Amorites, and to the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their Elohim, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them, and break down their images. And you shall serve Yahweh your Elohim. And he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before you, and will destroy all the people to whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets in front of you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you. And I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against you. By little and little I will drive them out from in front of you, until you are increased and inherit the land. And I will set your boundaries from the Red Sea, even to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out from in front of you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their Elohim. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their Elohim, it will surely be a snare to you. End of chapter.